Hi, everybody, and welcome to Heart Blossom Podcast with your hosts, Carol and David. I'm really excited because I'm seated in my closet and I was just listening to somebody who was talking about how they got started with their podcast in the closet just a couple of minutes before I decided to get into the closet. And I'm thinking about how big they've become and what they're doing now. And really, it comes down to what is it that you want to get out there? What is it that you want to achieve? When we look at the Heart Blossom podcast, it got started with my book, you know, Heart at War, The Quest for Identity. So I'm sitting in my closet and I'm looking at my conversations. I'm thinking about everyone that I've been speaking to, and they are in a space where they're thinking about Valentine's. They're thinking about all the things that they don't have. They're thinking about the things that, you know, they do have, but is it enough? They're sitting there thinking about so many things. And it got me to a place where I look back at the many Valentines that I had. And some were great, some were not. But in the last 2 years, I've never been so happy to be in a space where I'm unmovable, I'm unshakable, because I know who I am. And I've come to love myself to a point where it's not about material things. It's not about the text message or the DM or the PM, whatever you want to call it, you know, the voice message, the call. It's the fact that there's nothing that can beat the fact that I love myself. There's no amount of sex, there's no amount of roses, no amount of chocolate, no amount of conversation, no, you know, social validation, no competition of, you know, gifts. It's the fact that I am so content that anything that comes my way is an addition. It's an addition. It's the icing on the cake. It's the layering of the decorations. It's the way that I'm put in that cake box and I'm being presented. It's the richness of the of everything, you know, that is on the inside and what is being presented. It's that authentic self. I was talking to a young lady and it got me thinking about the many times that we think we are not enough. You know, when you are in a place where you're not enough, you're going to open your legs for 5 minutes and be dealing with it for 5 years. You are going to be wasting money for one night and wondering if you are the only person that spent money on that person. When you are at a place where you don't have wholeness, you're going to be wondering, what is it about me that no matter what I do, it never seems to be enough? I want somebody listening to this to understand that self-love and the validation that you're looking for in somebody else, it starts with you. You don't need a day that somebody died on, some saint, you know, that when I really look at it, you know, in retrospect, I question and I say, how did this come about? Obviously, you know, with time and seasons and culture, community, whatever it is, it has evolved into a day that everybody remembers and shows love. You know, I'm particularly, you know, big on such days. But when you really sit down, when you are with yourself, when you introspect, when you think about what it is, do you need that one day to understand what love is? When you can show love every day? I think when we get to a place of embracing what love is, when we get to a place of understanding what love carries, we're going to find ourselves in a space where we're empowered by what love carries. We are empowered by, you know, what it can do. We're empowered by the silence. We're empowered by the noise. We're empowered by the gifts. We're empowered by everything on any single day. And it's not a time for you to be feeling lonely. It's not a time for you to be wondering if you're enough. It's not a time for you to be questioning, you know, the level of appreciation that you mean to other people. It's about you knowing yourself. It's about you understanding that just as you wake up in the morning of Valentine's and as you wake up in every other day, you are enough. You are amazing. You're fantastic. You're beautiful. You're whole. And God loves you. And I think that's what's really key, is to understand that you are loved beyond measure, that you don't need to bring anything to the table. You don't need to become this perfect person. You don't need to change for somebody. You don't need to dress up for your God. You don't need to speak a certain way for your God. You don't need to come out a certain way for your God. You don't need to smell a certain way for your God. You come as you are. And that's what's really important, because we attract at the level of our wholeness, and broken attracts brokenness. So you need to ask yourself, in everything that you're doing and in everything that you are you truly being truthful to yourself? What has made you feel inadequate? Was it the words that somebody said? You know, is it the actions that somebody took? It's really important for us to be at a place of understanding that giving of ourselves to somebody else should come from a place of not even wanting anything back. It's about me saying, I want to do my part right. I want to be enough for you. And if my enough is a phone call, is my presence, is us just talking, is us holding hands, or in us just appreciating who we are and taking that moment to say, you know, happy Valentine's. I think we need to get to a point of saying it to ourselves first. Look at the person in the mirror and know that that person in the mirror matters before anybody else. We need to get to a point of understanding that if we are not authentic, we are going to be, you know, battling with the heart at war. We are going to be battling with everything that, you know, society expects us to be. And you need to understand that you are amazing. You know, when you are whole, when you are whole, there's nothing anyone can tell you that will bring you down, because you have validated yourself. Like I said, I'm sitting here in the closet. I'm looking like at a white wall. And I'm thinking to myself, everything that I'm looking at is the possibility of who I can be, what I can be. Anything that I bring out into the universe, anything that I speak, everything that I see on this white wall, it's me creating the canvas of my life. It's me designing the life that I want. And that life that I want begins with the value that I place upon myself. You don't need anybody else to make you complete. You need to complement each other. You need to empower each other. You need to be at a place where somebody appreciates you, where you don't need to prove yourself all the time. As much as it's important to go out there and show people that we respect them, we love them, we want them, you know, and, you know, this relationship or, you know, whatever we have carries so much value, we shouldn't lose ourselves. I have been there where I've lost myself in somebody and they didn't appreciate it. You know, month after month, day after day, year after year, you know, and with every year passing, I thought, this is the moment, this is the time that I'm going to become, you know, more meaningful to this person. But what does that really mean? When you talk about being meaningful, is it carrying somebody's second name? Is it them, you know, putting you out there on social media? You need to get to a point where when we talk about you being whole, it's about you loving yourself. It's about you appreciating yourself with every flaw, with every journey, you know, that you've been on, with every word that tried to break you down, with every situation that tried to crop into your mental space and make you feel like life is so negative. I want to remind somebody out there that you are enough, that Valentine's is going to come and go. You don't need one day, you know, to make you feel like you are not enough. You're enough today. You're enough tomorrow. You're enough on Valentine's, and you'll always be enough. Always, always be enough. I want you to carry your worth. I want you to carry your value in everything that you do, in everything that you say. I hope that this has, blessed you. I hope that this has meant something to you. This has been your girl, Carol M. David, for Heart Blossom Podcast. Don't forget to buy my book on Amazon, Heart at War, both on Kindle and hard copy. I love you guys so much, and thank you for taking the time to listen.